At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Andre Khachaturian of Armenian Sports News here with a couple of special guests today. Boxers Nikolai and Sebastian Terterian, located in Denmark right now. How are you guys doing?
Very good. Thank you so much.
Very good.
Excited to soon be in the US and finally fight.
Yeah, I guess that's the big news that I want to start with is both of you were signed by Golden Boy Promotions this week, marking the beginning of your professional careers. How are you both feeling right now? It's a big accomplishment.
We're feeling really good. It's a childhood dream for us. You know, we worked our whole lives for this moment, and we can't wait to get to show our skills and start fighting, basically. So
yeah, obviously it's been a long road. We came to US back in October last year to see how everything was, and then back again in Vegas and in January. And then when the deal came on the table, you know, we had to jump on it, and we're so happy that these people, they believe in us, and now we just want to showcase our skills, basically.
Yeah.
So take me through this whole recruitment process, because I know Top Rank Boxing was also interested in you guys at first. So what happened throughout that whole process with Top Rank and then Golden Boy?
Yeah. So obviously after the Olympics, you know, many eyes was on me and also on Sebastian. We got opportunities from all the biggest promotions, you know, Top Rank included, and we went there. We had a contact, and they were interested in me in the beginning. They were kind of hesitant on Sebastian in the beginning. They want to give him a trial, but I know Sebastian and he's just as good as me, if not better. So it wouldn't sit well with me if he wasn't on the deal, but. Long story short, Golden Boy came into the picture. They believed in us. They had the right strategy. That suited us well. And we just went with them.
Yeah, just as Nikolai said, like when we came to US, obviously the Olympian on the CV, it tells a lot. It does a lot for him. So the interest was on Nikolai, obviously. But I know if I show my skills and show them what I'm worth, they no doubt they will jump on it as well.
Yeah.
And that's what basically happened. We went sparring, basically all showing ourselves, never hesitating with nobody. We went just sparring with everybody. It so happened that Golden Boy wanted to sign us because they heard the news, basically.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic. That shows also your loyalty to each other as well. You know, you guys are not just brothers; you guys are twin brothers.
Yeah.
I feel like this. I have some friends who are twins. It's their bonds a little tighter than like just regular brothers. How was it like for you guys growing up? Were you guys always fighting? Like, what was that like?
Yeah. Well, I mean, growing up, we always had a lot of energy, obviously, and we always troublemakers, basically. And people who know us today, they say, like, you guys are totally different persons now. You're so calm. It just paints the picture of how active you were as little. And obviously, boxing, that just gave us the focus and the discipline and the humbleness as well, you know, that we have to carry ourselves in the ring and outside also. But to answer your question, like, me and Nikolai, we are brothers, and we always support each other. And you know, sometimes we don't communicate by talking, but by our emotions, you know, by actions, basically. And that's something is very special. It's not like siblings can show it, but twins, you know.
Yeah,
it's very special.
And you guys also have an older brother, Marcel, who's also in MMA. Why was fighting combat sports such an important part in your family growing up?
So for us, we literally have it in our blood. Our father, he passed away, but he was a heavyweight boxer back in the day in the Soviet days in Armenia, four times Soviet champion. Also had a world bronze medalist, and he basically passed it on to us, you know, and we're trying to, you know, like overcome like his aptitudes, and we hope with this. This deal, you know, he'll be proud of us. He'll look down on us and look at his twins and have a smile.
I'm sure he's very proud of you both. Asvat Sokin Musavori.
Sabre. Exactly.
You guys were born in Yerevan, correct? And when did you move to Denmark?
Yeah, actually, that's a funny story because in Wikipedia and all the news channels, it says we are born in Yerevan, but we are born and raised in Denmark, actually. I don't know how to change it or how they got that information, but yeah, if our big brother, our oldest brother, Marcel, who practice MMA, he's born in Armenia. Yeah. But neither one of us is born in Armenia, but obviously we grew up with Armenian parents, and they always, made it important to remember our language, our cultures, all those kind of things, because as Armenians, like, we're very proud, and even in Denmark, there's small communities of Armenians here. So yeah, it's so important to us.
What was it like growing up in Denmark while also trying to keep your Armenian heritage? I know you said there's a small community there, but it's not like Glendale, California or anything like that.
No, no, no,
So what was
no.
that like?
It's different, when you're growing up and getting raised by Armenian parents, and it's different for sure. It's different for sure. And Armenian people, they're very serious. You're very respectful people, and I don't want to say anything bad about it, the Danish people. They're also respectful, but yeah, it's difficult to put into words because we have this Danish background, we have this I would say Armenian and Danish mentality, and we know when to switch it off and on, because but mentally, I would say I'm more Armenian. I'm big on honor and respect, and not doing anything for any kind of price, so we always grew with our parents, made sure that we grew up as first of all good persons, because you can have the sport, you can all the achievements, but you can't use that for nothing if you're not a good person, so
Also, I think just to wrap it up, you can also see it in our boxing. Scandinavia is not known to have big boxers, so it also says a lot about the mentality, always to fight, keep the will and push further than your limits, and I definitely think that has something to do with the Armenian root.
I want to add on that, Andre, because the Armenian mentality is like, compared to the Danish mentality, like, when we fight, we go to war. When I go to fight, I want to kill my opponent, basically. And for Danish people to hear that, they're like, isn't that too extra or some kind of that? But for me, it's like, normal. That's why I think personally, we stand out, and why we achieve what we achieve, because we have that Armenian mentality. This is not fun for us, but everything is in terms of, humbleness, and we never try to disrespect anybody.
Absolutely. And obviously you guys are Armenian, but Denmark is obviously a big part of you as well, both fighting for the Danish boxing team. Nikolai, you were in the Olympics. What was that whole experience like for you competing at, I guess it's like a dream come true, the highest level of amateur boxing?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really get bigger than the Olympics, right? As an athlete, and it was a childhood dream come true, and I always like dreamed about that moment. So when I finally stood in the Olympic Village and had my first bout in the Olympic fight, and could call myself an Olympian, that was you can't put it into words. It was beautiful, and also in the arena in my first fight against France, I could also hear and see Armenian flags, and that moment, it made me also proud, so it just showcases that Armenians are basically everywhere,
Oh yeah.
no matter what. So yeah.
So how does this work with your contract? I know you sometimes, if you are in a professional contract, you could still fight in the Olympics. How does this work out for you guys? Are you guys no longer eligible for 28?
Well, for us, Olympics is a big part of our life, and it still is. And you never know. That's why we made it possible in the contract to, if possible, if the conditions are for it, shall I say, then we perhaps will try for 2028 Olympics. Also, because it's in LA, and I feel 2028, we both could qualify for sure.
Yeah, but in the end, the time will tell, you know. For now, we
Exactly.
just focus on the pro career, get some fights, and then we will see. Yeah.
So it looks like, Fresno, July 12 is, if all the visa stuff goes well, that will be your first fight. How excited are you guys to, just get in action in less than a month?
To be honest with you, Andre, we can't wait to fight because we were in camp since January, and we thought we're gonna fight already in February. So we've just been in camps for so long, and then it
Yeah.
was March. Time went on. We continued training in camp like so hard, and now it all got postponed to June. Now July, so we train for almost like 5 6 months now. And we just want to fight now, and luckily we have a date now, and can just like show up for the Armenian people. It's gonna be crazy.
That's fantastic. And
Yeah.
neither of you guys have fought since the Olympics, Olympic process, right? I know Sebastian, you lost
Yeah.
qualification,
Yeah.
and Nikolai, you the guy you lost to ended up winning the gold medal. So at least there's some
Yeah.
solace in that, right?
Yeah, I guess, and also the two bronze medalists, I also beat it twice in the same year. So
Wow.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I always knew I had the level, but sometimes the luck doesn't go with you, and it is what it is. So.
Yeah, speaking of Rick, I want to ask you about him. When did you meet him, and how did that meeting go? That first meeting, did you guys take you under his wing, and how did that go?
So for us, we were beating people up in top rank. Here comes two twins from Europe. They have Armenian roots, and the words get spread around, of course, and then Rick got notice of that. We sat down, we talked, what he can do for us, and what he said sounded good for us, and now we have a good collaborations. And we just look forward to work with him, basically. Yeah, as Nila said, word came around, and Rick hit us up and said, like, guys, I can get you a deal. And we were very happy because for us, important not what the people can get us, but what kind of persons they are. And what we heard about people who know him, that he's very respectful, he's a good man, and he gets stuff done. And that's what matters for us, So I mean, we couldn't be more happy with how things worked out, actually.
That's really cool to hear, and that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I know the entire Armenian community is very excited to see what you guys are going to do at the professional level. And I just want to
Yeah.
talk to you guys about the Armenian community real quick. Obviously, you guys are proud Armenians, but what does it feel like, on social media, for example, like all this support you guys are getting from Armenians? Any posts you see the Armenian flags that you
Yeah.
guys do. So it's like, what does that feel like for you?
Let me tell you, Andre, when I see Armenian flags or Armenian people posting or commenting, my heart, it touches my heart deeply. I'm so proud to represent Armenian. And Yeah, for me, we never use, of course we have this community in Denmark, but you can't compare it in the same level as in the US and LA or Fresno. So that's something that I look very much forward to, and just experience that support and love, to represent, that's something I look forward to.
that's fantastic. And I just want to ask one more question. The background on the wall, is that your father in the frame?
It indeed is.
Yeah.
It's our father from the Soviet Union, and the Olympic ticket that Nikolai got after his qualifying about hanging up there, because it was such a big what do you say, like, it was a big part of our journey. For us, since we was 9 years old, it was all about Olympics. And for Nikolai to achieve it, I feel like I also achieved, as brothers. And so yeah, it's a big part of us, and also our father who passed on. The abilities for us to fight, and it still means a lot, and we want to continue that legacy for sure. And just want to say that in 2020, when he passed away, it was right before Olympic qualifiers for Tokyo, where we didn't qualify. But I promised him when he passed away that I will qualify for the Paris Olympics, and it meant so much for me, but also my family, and to keep my promise to him, So it's very emotional for us. But we know he's proud looking down on us.
Wow, that's beautiful. I don't know what to say. That's
No.
fantastic stuff. That got emotional
Appreciate you,
hearing
Andrew.
about that.
Appreciate you. Yeah, obvious. Yes.
And but you know, just to end on a this positive note here, obviously your father was a huge hero for you guys growing up, but what other boxing heroes did you have, professionals and stuff that you guys looked up to?
For me personally, professional always Otto Abraham because he fought in the neighbor country in Germany. So we always saw him, and he was knocking people out. So
Yeah.
he was exciting to watch. You know, the I call it the East Germany style, when you just pack yourself and just go and knock people out. And again, he was boxing and representing Germany and Armenia, but we were still proud to watch him. I would say, like, Otto Abraham is the Armenian, he's a world champion and so on. So he's obviously a big legend. That's one of them. But generally, Armenian athletes, especially wrestling, I like Otto Alexander a lot. Very respectful guy, modest guy, always speaking about Armenia and representing the flag. So those kind of guys, they're just treasures for Armenia.
That's really great to hear, you guys. That's fantastic. We're ASN and all the Armenian community is very excited for your careers. Congratulations once
Thank you,
again.
man.
Major
Yeah.
accomplishment. And thank you also for being excellent representatives of the Armenian community.
Appreciate it, Andre. Of course, after.